Good morning, people. This is Mr. King on my daily ride. Today I wanted to speak to you guys about peacelovandhustle.com, the actual social network, and what the relevance of it is. What Peace, Love, and Hustle is, in a nutshell, is a financial focal point. Out here in the United States, black people as a group have been here for 400 years. And the powers that be have done a masterful job of distracting us away from the things that are important. So here we are now, 400 plus years in, and we own less than one half of 1% of the total wealth in the United States. Now, those figures are from Claude Anderson, and research Claude Anderson. Claude is a beast, but it's masterful that you're in the richest country that's ever been created. Your ancestors have played a significant role, not just in physical labor, but skilled labor. You know, not just us being used, but us contributing inventions and ideas and systems to make this country great. And for us to still own one half of 1%, it's unbelievable. Now, what has happened over the years, we have confused looking like money with having money. And the people that run the country have done, like I said, an awesome job, like destroying the Wall Streets that were created. Any economic base, period, has been systematically destroyed. Most recently, in the 2008 housing crisis. I mean, you had damn near 35% or better of black wealth annihilated just from a high-level Wall Street financial scheme. And that was, again, it's been different points in history where land was taken back. And this is what we don't understand. Even the black farmers, man, black farmers got basically all of their land taken back. So we're here, but we're content with a car now. You know, we're content with a cell phone. So what Peace, Love, and Hustle is, it's a financial focal point. When I go on Instagram and different platforms, it's a lot of black people now that's really starting to get it now. They like, okay, we really need to open up and own and control our own. And that's what I love. And you got to understand, you're talking to somebody, I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. So a lot of the stuff that I see now on Facebook is super inspiring to me. A lot of the stuff I see on YouTube, because for years it was just like I was just blowing in the wind. But so many people have woken up now and are up and understand economics, that the time is right. But we need our own platform. And that's what Peace, Love, and Hustle is. It's nice. It's not trying to compete with Facebook. You got to understand, Facebook is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. And it's similar to the same distraction as the iPhone 10 or a new Jaguar car. They don't mind you being a part of it. And you go in it and you like, damn, it looks great. It functions good. I love this. But it's not yours. So what Peace, Love, and Hustle is, it's yours. That's our platform. You know, that's the biggest difference. You can go to the App Store and download it, but it's a financial focal point. And the way that it works and what makes it different is that if you have any type of entrepreneurial experience, investing experience, you have a black business or any type of business, every profile is an actual interview. So I ask like one of this, it's basically just 5 profile questions on every level that's on there. So if you get on the business owner level, I'll ask, like, how did you start your business? And right under that question is a place where you can actually upload a video. You can film it live there in the app or on a computer and just put it there. And what we're doing is building a database of entrepreneurs' knowledge and what they had to go through and what are some of the things to avoid. And it's an awesome concept. And that's the biggest difference between Peace, Love, and Hustle and Facebook. I had people ask, like, you know, why did you call it Peace, Love, and Hustle? Let me explain why I called it that. I mean, I know a lot of times with some of us, we so professional that the professionalism overrides everything. And in the background, we just regular damn people. I mean, you know, the professionalism crap just pisses me off, really. It's like, come on, get with it, bro. Like, you know, you have a business, but you don't have to act like that you're so professional that you cannot conversate with common people. So I named it Peace, Love, and Hustle for many reasons. The first one is peace for me is financial peace of mind, to understand that you have or are establishing generational wealth, that you have your money working for you. So that's what peace means. Love is really learning to love each other. We've learned how to love material things. We've learned how to love other groups. Let's learn how to love each other. And hustle is just a code word for business and entrepreneurship, especially with younger people. I wanted something to really bridge the gap. Hustle means something completely different to a 20-year-old than it does a 40 or 50-year-old. Hustle is the physical actions required to live your dream. And that's what it means to younger people. So I just put it together and called it PeaceLoveAndHustle.com. So if you have any type of financial information, you might listen to Boyce Watkins. Shout out to Boyce. I mean, it's so many financial gurus, Dame Dash. Like, I mean, I could just go on and on. If you follow any of these people, put it in your profile. Put links to their YouTube videos in your profile inside of Peace, Love, and Hustle. It's a financial focal point. Our goal is to get 250,000 people all together trying to really figure out how to be better people and how to become wealthy and just financially free, you know, to build as much fuck you money as you can. Because I'm telling you from experience, I've been a free falling entrepreneur for years, and it's a level of freedom that I love. Sometimes I go around, people don't even know that what I do, and it's fine with me. I live a life that I never thought that I could. And I don't want to be by myself. Like, I love to see people successful. And it's so crazy because everybody has a dream. One of my biggest dreams and one of my biggest goals is to be instrumental in creating as many millionaires and multimillionaires as I can. Are you that millionaire that's coming? Well, you got to change your attention, because if you only own one half of 1% of the wealth, you're being distracted. And you cannot get distracted out here. Peace, Love, and Hustle was a financial focal point. You can open private groups, upload music, write blogs in there. I mean, you can open your own dating sites. You can open up your own web stores. I mean, this thing is incredible. So thank you all for listening, man. And remember, peacelovandhustle.com. I'm out.